This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Ogunbowale going to work on Alisha Gray. The little hesitation to stop the change of gear.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live at Pluckers in Fort Worth off of 820. If you want to come see us, Reggie will also be doing the draft coverage this evening if you want to come and hang out with him. But right now, we bring to you Dallas Wings President and CEO Greg Bibb. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
It was yesterday a nerve-wracking day at all, or did you already know, hey, everything was going to get approved by the city council, we were going to get the 15-year agreement, and we're moving the team into the city of Dallas?
Well, we've been working on this deal for the better part of 2 years, so we felt confident going into the city council session, but you never know, and it's not finished until it's finished, so we were relieved when the vote was taken and the city council unanimously approved the deal for the Wings to come to Dallas.
If it hadn't been unanimous, would you have had words with anybody, even if it did still pass?
I wouldn't, but I would have been bummed.
Okay.
Now, okay, can you walk everybody through the deal and when this all takes place? Because obviously, y'all had just discussed selling out your season tickets over in Arlington for the first time. Can you walk us through when this takes place and where it's going to be?
Sure. We're not going anywhere for the next 2 seasons. So the 24 season, which starts with training camp this Sunday, and next year, 2025, will be in our current home, College Park Center on the campus of UTA. Been a fantastic place for us to be for our first 8 years. Will be great for the next two. But then starting in the summer of 2026, we'll be playing in a completely renovated Dallas Memorial Auditorium, which is part of a decade-long redevelopment of the Convention Center District in downtown Dallas.
Can you walk us through why this was important? I know there are financial incentives involved. Is it bigger arena? Is it actually being in the city of Dallas? Like, what were some of the reasons that y'all decided to try to go seek this out, or why you think the mayor reached out to you?
There are a lot of good reasons, I think, for both us and the city of why this is a great deal, and it's going to be a fantastic partnership for years and years to come. But I'll start with, I think, the two most important. Number one, this opportunity gives our world-class athletes a facility to train and play in that they deserve. And number two, it gives our fans, the best fans in the WNBA, a world-class venue where they will be able to come and support their hometown team.
I was kind of curious how the college game and how the college tournament has spiked intrigue into the next level, not only the draft, but the next level of play.
It certainly has helped. And listen, I'm Caitlin Clark's biggest fan, with the exception this year of May the 3rd, July the 17th, and September 1st. Those are the 3 dates she'll be here to face the Wings. But she has done an extraordinary job, really, for the last 4 years, but in particular the last 6 months, in grabbing a whole bunch of people who weren't paying attention to women's basketball and bringing them on board. Now, with that said, I will tell you that the momentum around women's sports and the WNBA and the Dallas Wings started long ago. We've experienced growth year over year, every year, going back to the pandemic. And to the credit of Mayor Johnson and the City of Dallas leadership, again, those conversations started over 2 years ago, long before the phenomenon that's been happening for the last 6 months or so got started.
I'm curious, since you mentioned those dates, that May 3rd one, that is a preseason game, but that is Caitlin Clark's first ever WNBA game, whether it was for the preseason game or the regular season ones on July 17th or September 1st. Was there or has there been any discussion about maybe moving that game to the American Airlines Center because some other WNBA teams have obviously moved some of their games to facilitate that?
We certainly explored opportunities to play that game in a bigger venue. However, after really thinking it through, you know, our partners at UTA College Park Center, the City of Arlington, they've been fantastic partners, and they've been with us step and step since the team arrived back in 2016, long before women's basketball and the WNBA was getting the attention and engagement and fandom that it's getting today. For that reason, and also for the reason that we have season ticket holders who have been with us since day one, who have sat in the same seats and built friendships and communities with the season ticket holders around them, we felt best not to disrupt that. Our home is our home for the next two summers, and we'll play there. Are we leaving some money on the table by making that decision? Probably. But I think sometimes the long-term decisions are the best decisions.
What's the what is the plan next then to capitalize on some of the new faces that are coming into the league and then combine that with some of the faces that have been around and really market and grow that as you go along?
Listen, last year was a record year. This year is either already broken all those numbers or very close, and I'll just give you a couple that are hard for me to wrap my head around. Year to date, so April 24th this year versus April 24th last year, we're up 173% in season ticket sales. We're up 1,221% in individual ticket sales, and we're up 222% in total ticket revenue. We've sold out the preseason game. We've sold out the home opener. The second game on May 18th is almost sold out, and there's a handful of other games that are very close to selling out. I tell you all that, though, to say there are still plenty, as they say, good seats available for the balance of the summer. We play 20 home games at College Park Center. It still remains one of the best values in all of sports. Our average ticket price is about $40. There's only 6,251 seats at College Park Center. So no matter where you sit in that basketball-specific venue, you're going to have a great seat and an opportunity to see the best 144 women's basketball players on the planet up close and personal.
Specifically about y'all's team, all of that is phenomenal for business, absolutely. But as you said, for your loyal fan base, how excited are you about the team and the product that y'all will put out, and what kind of postseason potential does this 2024 team have?
Yeah, we've been building this roster for the last 3 or 4 years. We did it the hard way. We kind of tore it down and rebuilt it through the draft primarily. And there's a lot of pain and suffering, as you know, that goes into that on the front end. But we've gone through those struggles, and now we have a very good young core group that has gotten better every year. Last year, we made it to the semifinals. We were a top four team. We lost the eventual two-time champion, Las Vegas Aces. We have some of the biggest, new, brightest stars in the game, in Arike Ogunbowale and Satu Sabli, amongst others. So we feel very good that the growth of our business is converging with the growth of our team at the same time.
Man, appreciate the time very much. Preseason opener against those Indiana Fever, May 3rd, and then the regular season gets going against Chicago May 15th. Congratulations on the new arena deal as well. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys. Look forward to chatting again soon.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Dallas Wings president and CEO Greg Bibb right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, he did say one thing that I was like, I get it. When he goes, we lost to Vegas. They're a tough team. You could see how Dallas teams would lose to Vegas, right, Corey?
No, I can't.
The Raiders.
The Raiders are good. They're a good team.
Maybe, I don't know.
Dude, does that
exactly.
Mean, does that mean the A's are going to be, like, unstoppable?
Yeah, they probably will.
When they get to Vegas? They go to Vegas.
Without spending any money?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Does that change?
And then you're going to really say never count out the A's.
Yeah. Don't count out the A's.
All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Are you guys ready? Because the Rangers won yesterday. Do you want to do some power rankings for Major League Baseball?
I love power
rankings. I don't have the standings pulled up, so I'm going to try to do this without
I'm going to do it with standings.
Who is the number one team in all of the lands?
In my world, I lean towards Baltimore, but I also saw Atlanta. Mm-hmm. So those are my two picks right now. I will go with Baltimore being, like, you know, just a little bit of contrarian, thinking I'm going to be wrong here.
Yeah, I'll go with Atlanta.
Corey, you are correct. Mm. Atlanta is number one. Fear not, though, Mike.
I got this.
Baltimore is number two.
All right.
Dropping that deuce.
What?
Number two.
All right.
What did you say in between there?
No, I think that sounds
okay,
right.
Okay, all right.
I saw a game last night.
All right.
That was for the Stars. No, the Rangers game was good.
Oh, man.
All right. Who goes after Atlanta and Baltimore?
The New York Yankees.
Oh, that's a good pick because I was thinking Dodgers. So I think we're going to hit 3 and 4 here. Yeah, but let's go with you, Yankees first.
You were wise to listen to Corey the first time.
I'm trying not to look at his computer.
This time, Mike.
I'm wrong at 4.
You were unwise.
It's not the Astros.
It's the Yankees.
I think the Astros. Wait, the Yankees have
the Dodgers that are number 3, and the Yankees are number 4. So you guys are knocking it out with the two pods the Dodgers, at a time.
Hold on. This doesn't make any sense, all right? I'm looking at the standings, Kevin. That's why.
What, just because the Yankees have a significantly better record than
the Dodgers? Dodgers are 15-11.
They got Shohei.
The Yankees are 17-8. Like, I'm going to give that a 5-game swing.
Do the Yankees have Shohei?
You know what's amazing about the Yankees is they don't have Garrett Cole pitching, and they're still doing that good.
That's
like, last year, a lot of their weakness was, yes, some of it was hitting because of Aaron Judge's injury, but a lot of it was, gosh, like, after Garrett Cole, what are these guys doing? And the guys that are doing it this year for them are doing well.
Now I'm a little concerned that the Yankees aren't 5.
No, he already said that.
Yeah, the Dodgers are 3 and the Yankees are 4. So you're right.
I was so caught off
guard. You should
be
concerned. The Yankees are not 5.
Yeah, all right.
You pick the Rangers at 5?
Guardians.
Wow.
Mike?
Coming on up in the world. I don't think the Rangers should be a top 5 team in baseball right now.
Except for John Gray and his 4
and 2/3 innings. I don't have the standings pulled up, but the Guardians have a better record than the Royals. Are you correct?
They're 17-7 right now.
What are the Royals?
15-10.
Okay, I'll go with the Guardians, even though for some reason, maybe I'm feeling Bobby Witt Jr. right now, is I just think that I would maybe rather take the Royals into the playoffs than the Guardians.
Kevin, I just want to throw this out there real quick. The Guardians have the best run differential in baseball now at 47.
Then they're at 5.
And
they should
the Royals are 3rd at plus 38. So,
but if you'd maybe rather take one other team.
All right, picking up. Who's in the NL Central? I got to look at standings.
Milwaukee.
And these came out this morning. These came out this morning. So
yeah, it's got to be Milwaukee.
The Brew Crew.
It's the Philadelphia Phillies
what?
Come in
well,
at number
10,
5.
Plus 8? That's miserable. they're not that good.
Yeah, but the Philly Fanatic, I think, had a birthday.
They're on a two-game losing streak.
Does that factor into the Fanatic?
Yeah, Bryce Harper gave him a new glove.
I don't know, man.
All right, the Philadelphia Phillies.
They're placating to their audience.
Coming
right
at number five, East Coast bias,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Philadelphia Phillies are five, but you guys were close on the other one. So
Cleveland
then it
rocks.
Then it goes Guardians at six, Brewers at seven.
Royals.
So still no eight. Royals.
I'll give Royals at eight. I know that they're about to play the Royals here pretty soon, the Rangers, so we'll get a first-hand look at what they're doing.
Well, guess what, Mike?
The Rangers are at eight?
At number eight. The Royals will – well, Kansas City will never be royal. It's the Chicago Cubs at eight.
We took two out of three from them.
That's right. Now, are you going to pick the Royals over the Texas Rangers?
For now, if I'm looking at – if I'm seriously looking at the first 25 games, I would say the Royals are a better team than the Rangers right now.
ESPN disagrees.
Good.
The World Texas Series Rangers
champions. And that's why they're the worldwide leader in sports.
Nine. The Kansas City Royals are 13 on this list.
So they believe, well.
They're the opposite. They're like, this is a fluke. And it might be.
I'm betting also, like, the Royals were probably so far down in the rankings
like
to start the season.
To start
that they're like,
the
we can't
something.
Just vault them just because of what it's
That's true. But
now.
Last week they were 13. Oh. And they're still at 13.
This is stupid.
Oh, so
how many experts do they have here, Kevin?
I don't – that's a good question.
You're welcome.
Because it just says the article is by ESPN, so I guess every employee
AI.
Got a phone
they
or
AI. They fired enough people that there is AI in this thing.
So Toronto is 10, Arizona 11, Cincinnati 12, and Kansas City 13. As we usually do, who is the worst team in all of baseball?
The South Side.
The Chicago White Sox. Come in dead last.
Oh,
followed
man.
By the Colorado Rockies and Miami Marlins.
No. Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
The Oakland A's are all the way up to 27.
Okay. Kevin, how far down is the dirtiest city in America according to Google?
Houston?
Houston.
Houston.
They're probably going to put them at 20. I bet they don't rank them below 20.
I bet they do.
Good.
They're 22nd. They were 17 last week. Houston, 22nd. So just think about this for a second.
Right.
In the power rankings, Houston is 22nd, and the A's are 27th. So we're not that far away, and the A's definitely have a better record than the Astros.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.